When a member of the Playhouse family is going, oh boy, was I the total jerk in this situation? We pose the question and you vote to 237 it's or over text 35270. And today wondering, oh no, was I the jerk? Is Playhouse family member Katie. Katie, why might you be the jerk?
Well, the other night I was out for dinner with my family and I went into the bathroom at the restaurant and I saw an adult male at the sink in the women's room with his daughter. And I understand her needing help. She was a little one. Mm-hmm. But he could have brought her with him into the men's room.
Guess an age.
I'm thinking she was probably 3 or 4. She was little.
Okay.
Yeah. And I get that. We've got our kids too. And they definitely, when they were that age, they did not need to be going into a restroom by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But before I went into my stall, I couldn't help myself. I turned to him and I said, this is the women's restroom. And if she needs help, you can just bring her into the men's room. I know they have stalls.
You confronted him.
I did. He was there at the sink when I walked in and he didn't say anything to me. So I just felt like I needed to say something. And after I said that to him, before I went into the stall, he says to me, I knocked on the door before we came in to let anyone in here know I'd be entering with my daughter to give her help. And we're done now, and I'm sorry if I offended you. You know, and then he escorted her out.
It seems like he was decent about it, though.
I don't see how he should have been anything else.
Right,
if anything,
right.
I thought he should have apologized, but which he did, but I would have led with that. And then once I was done out of the restroom and came back to my table, I went to my husband and told him what happened. And my husband was just shocked that I even said anything. And then he went one further and he said men's bathrooms are totally gross. And he didn't blame the dad for bringing his daughter into the women's restroom instead.
So assuming there wasn't a mom or an adult female with their party, I mean, this guy had to make a decision. He was either A, going into that restroom with her if he didn't want her to be alone, or bringing her into the men's restroom would be option B. You're pretty sure that
you would have preferred she goes to the bathroom that responds with the corresponding parent, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so.
Okay.
It seemed wholly inappropriate.
But you don't think it's inappropriate for the child to go in the men's room with urinals and guys can have their pants down?
Well.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening in there.
Great visual, but I'm with you.
Right. Well, I understand, but I would imagine that's not what grown men are doing in their bathroom.
No. Not at a restaurant.
Okay.
Gym, maybe.
God, I would hope not. But the bottom line for me would be that the father needs to escort his daughter into the men's room. There should not be an adult male in a women's restroom at all.
Are we asking people to vote on whether you're a jerk for confronting him or a jerk for being annoyed he was in there, or both?
I think it's a little of both, but the main reason I was calling in was I wanted to know if I was a jerk for confronting him in the first place.
Okay. Well, we'll kind of poll and let you know just kind of what the mass consensus is here, okay?
Okay.
All right. I do want to circle back to you, though, because I want to get your take on where the votes, because we're already getting a ton.
It's nuts. It is.
It's wild, actually.
It's crazy. Yeah. She's a jerk, 100%. That's really what everyone is saying. I don't think anyone is taking her side.
Do you have a way you want to elaborate on that? Do you think she sounds like a jerk? Do you think that dad should have handled it differently at all? 237, it's text 35270.
Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
All right, it's the Playhouse, Y94, in the middle of Am I the Jerk?
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
And to fully grasp this morning why Katie fears she might be the jerk, I think I have to do a straight, like, 60-second recap, just so she can, you got to feel the emotion, too, I think, to give a proper vote on this one. Here's why she thinks she might be the jerk, if maybe you just got in your car.
The other night, I was out for dinner with my family, and I went into the bathroom at the restaurant, and I saw an adult male at the sink in the women's room with his daughter. And I understand her needing help. She was a little one, mm-hmm. but he could have brought her with him into the men's room.
Give me an age. Guess an age.
I'm thinking she was probably 3 or 4. She was little.
Okay.
Yeah, and I get that. We've got our kids too, and they definitely, when they were that age, they did not need to be going into a restroom by themselves. But before I went into my stall, I couldn't help myself. I turned to him and I said, "This is the women's restroom, and if she needs help, you can just bring her into the men's room. I know they have stalls."
You confronted him.
I did. He was there at the sink when I walked in, and he didn't say anything to me. So I just felt like I needed to say something. And after I said that to him, before I went into the stall, he says to me, "I knocked on the door before we came in to let anyone in here know I'd be entering with my daughter to give her help. And we're done now, and I'm sorry if I offended you." You know, and then he escorted her out.
All right, we're thinking jerk or not a jerk.
She's a jerk. She didn't even listen to what he said. The first thing he said was, "I knocked on the door to make sure nobody was in there."
Mm-hmm.
He was being considerate so that if there was someone in there, he wouldn't have gone in. He would have probably sent her in instead of asked somebody to wash your hands and help you with that. But, you know, he went in to help her when he knew no one was in there. So, no, he did exactly what he should. And she should understand that.
He checked all the boxes. It's just, you know, she came in after the fact. So you think, you know, she was definitely the jerk.
Absolutely.
And obviously wasn't trying to be a perv or anything, right? He's trying to help his kid go to the bathroom. And that seems to be the dominant response we're seeing.
Yeah, everyone is saying that she's the jerk. He was being a dad. What was he doing wrong? And no, do not bring the little girl into the men's room. That's what a lot of people are pointing out. So the lady would rather the little girl be in more danger in the men's room than be a little uncomfortable with a male in the woman's room. She's such a jerk. I think you're being a jerk. He let her daughter go into the bathroom that she would be most comfortable with. Would you rather her see the male anatomy? Shame on you. It's a father trying to help his daughter. Maybe he's a single father and he didn't want his daughter going in the men's bathroom. Straight up jerk. People are even pointing out that it's hard for dads because they don't have changing tables. They really don't have family-friendly bathrooms in most places. And then she has to act like this instead of helping.
Anything in jerk? Not a jerk? Hello?
Not a jerk. It's creepy. Men don't belong in the women's bathroom. If you have a daughter, you take her to the men. Women deserve their privacy towards that.
So you are willing to go against the grain here, knowing that most people we've seen so far, at least texts, are like, jerk, 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 jerk. You're like, no, that's totally what that guy should do.
I have 4 daughters. If my daughters entered the ladies' room with a man in there, there would be serious problems.
There we go. Appreciate the vote this morning. You know, I got 2 little girls myself, and I have hustled them before. You know, hey, kind of divert your eyes to the stall in the men's restroom before over the years. So I have done that. I've never gone into a women's restroom before. So while I would vote, she sounds like a total jerk. I've actually done the opposite of what this guy has done.
So you have brought them in the men's room.
Mm-hmm. Yep, plenty of times.
Were there other men in there, or do you kind of go in, hey, you guys stay right here, let's see, is there anyone in? Okay, no one's in here right now, hop, let's go
in.
I
think it's been empty every time,
okay,
honestly.
Good.
I think it's always been empty, and kind of intentionally, so you kind of peek in there first, like, all right, let's go to the stall real quick in case somebody comes in here, don't want you to, you know, see anything or feel awkward or anything. We've seen some texted votes.
Yeah, someone said, yes, she is a jerk, the little one needed to go to the bathroom, so he took her. He wasn't bothering you, mind your business, go into the bathroom, do your business, and get out. Someone said, total jerk, mind your own business. It's not like he's a peeping Tom or anything. The men's room is gross. This lady probably had to go number 2, and that's why she's so mad and said something.
You know, that kind of sounds that way, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, they were already done going to the bathroom. He was at the sink helping her wash her hands, and he was on his way out. They were going back to their table. He wasn't even going to be in there while this woman was using the bathroom. She could have kept her mouth shut, went into the stall, did her business. They would have been out by the time she shut the stall door and locked it.
And clearly they weren't hanging out in there.
Yes.
You're at the tail end of the experience. Jerk, not a jerk, hello?
Oh my gosh, yes, jerk. What is wrong with this lady? Leave him and his daughter alone. I mean, not only is she a jerk for confronting him in the first place, but she's a major jerk for confronting him in front of his daughter. She's a child. She needed help, and he was a dad stepping up. That lady needs to grow up, and she should have been congratulating him for being a good dad.
All right, there we go. Jerk, not a jerk for confronting this guy in the women's restroom with his daughter.
Not the jerk. I agree with her. Like, that's disgusting. Men have their own bathroom. He should not have been in there, like, no matter the situation. He could have possibly just called someone and asked to open up, like, the family room or something.
Not everywhere has one,
I'm
though.
Happy she confronted him, but I would have taken it further.
How?
Like going to the manager. Because, like, what if there was a female in there by herself? And that would be totally uncomfortable for her. So that's why I said, like, use a different restroom, the family restroom. You know, this is just not acceptable. He needs to just stay in the men's room or the family room if there's one available.
Okay. You're definitely going against the grain. I would say we got a good solid 99% of people
Everyone's
being like this.
Saying she's a jerk.
So total jerk vote here.
I'm
almost
going to assume that there wasn't a family room and he thought, hey, instead of using this privacy, the private bathroom, the family room, I'm going to bring you into the women's room. Obviously, this place did not have it. Everyone's saying she is a jerk. People are mad at her. People are saying they hope she apologized. After he gave his reasoning, I'm assuming she didn't. Think of how uncomfortable you probably made his daughter.
Yeah, that was probably super uncomfortable. I think it's safe to assume there wasn't a family room. Yes, he is the weird one out and probably the jerk if he just ignored the fact there was a family room.
I'm assuming there wasn't. Someone even said, I'm a mom of two boys. I never bring them into the men's room because I feel uncomfortable. What is a parent supposed to do? She's rude.
Yeah, I feel like you're getting kind of the dominant jerk vote here, man. You definitely, and I'm curious how you feel about that, to be honest with you.
Well, my bottom line is I still think it is completely wrong for a man to be in a woman's room at all, under any circumstance. It just felt so wrong.
So really your point is I don't care what people think. I'm not happy with it.
Well, I was curious with what people who would call in thought. But other than that, no. It's something is wrong. Maybe it should be like the restaurant should have had a family restroom.
Oh, there you go.
See those.
There you go. Well, but, we appreciate you patrolling the bathrooms of Fargo Moorhead. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That really, just my favorite thing that happens on an opinion-based segment. You want everybody's opinion, but you don't care what they say. Thank you.
Just because they didn't agree with her.
Yeah, I don't actually agree with that opinion. Why'd you even be on here then? Hey, group therapy not too far off.
I'll make you feel good.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.